Welcome to this edition of the SearchCIO.com CIO Innovators podcast series on IT and business leadership. In this series, SearchCIO.com editors speak with leading enterprise CIOs about how they use technology to innovate and create positive business change.
Hi, I'm Linda Tucci, senior news writer for SearchCIO.com, talking today with Rick Roy. Rick is the CIO at CUNA Mutual Group, a $13 billion financial services company headquartered in Madison, Wisconsin. Prior to being named CIO in 2008, he was vice president of customer operations, and before that, he served as the company's chief technology officer. Welcome, Rick. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Linda. It's great to be with you.
I know from our past conversations that you've been thinking hard about a mobile device strategy for CUNA Mutual and are poised to make some pretty big changes to your computing environment. This is a topic that's really on the minds of a lot of CIOs these days, but the question is often, where do you begin? How did your effort get started?
Well, we started to think about this probably from the same vantage point that a lot of firms have, which is we knew that we were going to have an upcoming desktop productivity operating system upgrade that we would be looking at to move off of Windows XP to Windows 7. And then as we thought about mobility more, we started to marry the two together to really try to think about a more comprehensive approach to identifying who gets what device, what those devices look like, and how they work together. So whether it's a Windows 7 desktop in the future, a laptop, a iPad, a smartphone, you know, really trying to think about this more from the user perspective as opposed to the device perspective, and recognizing that the pure mobility world certainly is changing so fast, we really came to a conclusion that we needed to start to think about a more flexible delivery model, which is kind of different than where most of us have been in IT. We've been, you know, in a place of trying to standardize everything all these years. And with all the choice available in the mobile world, it's really a challenge to try to use that standardization strategy these days.
What are some of the questions you had to ask to move forward on realizing the mobile device strategy for CUNA Mutual?
The first question that we started with is, let's be sure we have a very clear picture of what we have today. And so we went through and really did a hard refresh of the data of what users have what types of devices today. And then we moved from there to really starting to identify different personas, different types of users in the future based on their usage patterns. Do they work in the office? Do they travel? Do they, you know, need a highly mobile type of solution? Or do they tend to be a knowledge worker that perhaps is more oriented towards working in their office at their desk? And starting to really think through these different personas and then marrying up some different combinations of technology that is available today to match the requirements of those different personas. For a let's say a high-powered knowledge worker, maybe a financial analyst or an IT developer, the iPad is not a great device for them because they have a need to do a lot of local processing, have a lot of software installed locally to do their jobs. By the same token, most executives aren't creating content like that. Instead, they're consuming content. Well, for that audience, perhaps an iPad is a very compelling device.
So have you worked with the business on actually parsing who gets what?
We have, and we've done it in a fairly top-down way. So we've been having a regular dialogue with our top leaders in the company, including our CEO, Jeff Post, on this, to really get them starting to think about what kind of choice we might want to offer our employees and how, for their respective areas, they may or may not want to standardize. So, for example, our chief operating officer, one of his areas of responsibility is our field sales team. So while we may offer choice in the organization, Bob Trunzo, our chief operating officer, might make the business decision that says, for my sales force, I want a standard offering. And so, you know, starting to get them to think about what their choices are there, but also how they might deploy in a world where they have more choice, you know, across their different areas of responsibility. You really need to make those decisions pretty much top of the house. You want to understand requirements bottom up, but you have to decision it top down.
So let's talk about cost implications. How are you thinking about the value of this mobility strategy or effort at CUNA?
You have to be very crisp on the value and the benefit. In this case, the benefits range from what I would commonly referred to as hard benefits as well as soft benefits. So hard benefits, in our case, we have a lot of laptops deployed in this organization. While some users and different user personas absolutely should have a laptop, not everyone needs a laptop. Laptops are very expensive platforms. And it's not just hardware, just the whole support infrastructure around laptops cause it to be a very expensive platform. So one way we can drive hard benefits is to reduce the number of laptops we have from where we are today and virtualize some of the desktops we have so they're not all physical desktop tower-type computers in people's offices. That gives us some cost benefit, and it gives us some other benefits, disaster recovery and the like. I think a soft benefit is certainly in the mobile world, productivity. You definitely get a different connectedness, and more than email and web, when you have smartphones and you have tablets deployed. Again, not for everyone, but for certain types of users, there are definitely some soft benefits that we've been accumulating as well.
And what about some of the other softer benefits, the qualitative benefits? I know you've talked about customer perception and also perception of IT. Can you go into that a little bit more?
Sure. We've definitely thought about, in the case of our sales professionals, doing a really nice kind of personal presentation face-to-face in an office with a customer using a device like an iPad and kind of setting the tone of, you know, we're current, you know, we're using the latest technologies, and oh, by the way, this technology really does lend itself towards, a very nice kind of rich presentation would be an example of that externally. Internally, what we found is our organization expects IT to be thought leaders with regards to technology. And I think there's a real trap for CIOs and for IT areas of any corporation. If you kind of dig in on what you have and you don't stay current with what's possible, your users will go right around you. And that has always been a risk, but that risk is enormous today because it's so easy for anyone as a consumer to get access to today's mobile technology. You know, I think IT has to be very, very careful not to get relegated into a place where its users become the real thought leaders and IT is scrambling to catch up. Not a good place to be, and certainly not a place that's adding value.
And have you gotten any pushback either on the business or the IT side to making this change?
I would say on the business side, not really. I think instead the reception we've received has been very warm and very welcome. Users do want choice, and where we've given them choice, we've gotten excellent and very positive feedback. The only pushback we have received, and it was more early on and much less now as we're getting into this a little deeper, is in our IT support ranks. Again, our DNA has always been standardize and then support a standardized platform. So the concept of giving choice to the users and then having to support it was really, really scary to them in the beginning. You know, there was a lot of, oh my goodness, we can't support all these platforms, and what are we going to do when they call our help desk? And it wasn't a resistance to the technology per se. It was more a fear of, my goodness, did we just open Pandora's box from a support perspective? As we deploy more choice, more variety of devices, our real experience has been the devices and the software running on the devices has come such a long way. The amount of support that is required is really minimal. So while those fears were very real in the beginning, they've calmed down quite a bit because our actual experience has been, the average user with an iPhone or a Droid is not calling our IT help desk asking for help. They go out, they download an app from the App Store or iTunes, and if they get themselves all goofed up and it isn't working, they delete the app and they reinstall it. I mean, they're just, the sophistication of the user is way beyond what we all have seen historically.
So your IT heroes might turn out to be like the Maytag repairman?
Well, perhaps. I don't think they feel that way today. There's a lot of work to do to certainly roll out and design and deploy these kinds of choices. But in the end, I think that might be a good thing for us to aspire to, have our help desk be a bit lonely. That would be a good thing. I like that, Linda. I'm going to use that.
Rick, I just want to go over some of the particulars. Would you describe your environment? How many laptops are out there now, and how many do you think you might actually do away with if you're going to a virtual desktop and a combination of some sort of mobile device?
Sure. We have about 2,000 laptops deployed today. We have a little over 4,000 employees. We think that 2,000 will probably could go down as much as 50%, so it's a little early to tell. And again, the reason it would go down is we have some users who have a laptop, and yet their real usage is more of a, you know, non-traveling. Maybe they access email from home occasionally, and in that case, they don't need a laptop to do that. We can give them a virtual desktop, and they can do that off a home PC or a Mac. And then some of that category of laptop users, and I would put myself in this latter category, really don't need a laptop. And devices like the iPad, because we are consumers of content, not necessarily creators of content, are a superior device. That the iPad offers certain features that most laptops do not. And the downside of say an iPad really isn't the downside to us as users, because we're not, you know, in there creating new Excel worksheets and PowerPoint presentations and things of this nature.
Rick, you've told me that you are not a gadget guy.
That's true.
You don't have to have the latest and greatest. And yet here you are championing choice for mobile devices, maybe even bring your own device. How did this come about?
I don't know if I could attribute it to just one experience, but I had a bit of a personal epiphany. One of my children attends college out in Boston, and I was visiting her, and she took me into the Apple Store in downtown Boston, which is just a fantastic retail outlet. And it was literally a week after the iPad had been introduced, so a little over a year ago. And looking at the users in that store, the people buying those devices, getting a quick demo from one of the salespeople as to what the device could do, I really kind of came to a conclusion that there was going to be something to this, and we better pay close attention because it was pretty compelling. So I came back and from that weekend, and we actually went out that following Monday and bought a few iPads for a couple of us to start testing and using. And, you know, I would say that experience and using some of the new technology hands-on personally has helped not only me, but some of my leaders really, you know, appreciate, right, what's possible. You know, I think when you're in a corporate role, it's easy to get kind of comfortable with what you have. Yet the reality is that the speed of innovation here, this velocity of change that we're seeing and the acceleration of that velocity is just so enormous. I've become an advocate for testing things, even though they may not be quite ready for prime time, because I think it helps us be, you know, better leaders, certainly better thought leaders, because we can speak directly to, we've tried this particular thing, and you know what, it's not so good. Mm-hmm. It's not ready yet. Or in some cases, boy, we've tried it and it's really good, and we might really want to consider it as an alternative.
Well, Rick, keep us abreast of what's happening with your mobile device strategy efforts. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this SearchCIO.com CIO podcast. For more CIO news and resources, please visit SearchCIO.com.